It is the weekday wake up on Swift 98 and the Spur, heading into this morning's guest interview segment. And CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, that's Mr. Josh Durrell, joining me today on the weekday wake up. Good morning, Mr. Durrell. How are you?
I'm doing well, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate your taking some time again to talk. It's been a while since we've had you on the air to chat about what the Wyoming Business Council is up to. And Mr. Durrell, maybe we'll just start with a refresher. Tell us what your role is with the Business Council and kind of what the overall goal and visions are for the Wyoming Business Council.
You bet, you bet. Well, I'm the CEO of the Business Council, and so the Wyoming Business Council is really the state's economic development agency. And it's our goal to make sure that our communities are resilient and that their economies are, we're trying to make it so they're not based on one or two things, that they're not as brittle. Maybe they can bounce back when there are those dips in the economy, and make it so that each of those individual economies can kind of be self-reliant and not reliant on the state. They can just chug along and do their own thing.
Well, a couple things that are happening within the Business Council right now. It sounds like a Business Ready Communities Grant and Loan Program. Tell us what defines a business ready community and how these grants and loan programs work.
Yeah, actually, this program's been around for darn near 20 years, and it's intended to give the infrastructure to a community or the businesses, like buildings and things like that, that a community can use for businesses to thrive. So, I'll give you a great example that I think almost everybody in the state knows. It's the Weatherby project up in Sheridan, where the state worked closely with the community to build a building that then Weatherby now leases from the city, and was able to move their operations to Sheridan, Wyoming. And so that's an example of one of those projects. And we've been working over the last couple years to really focus in on those business type projects and those infrastructure projects in a community that'll really unlock economic growth, and less about some of the community projects that maybe don't have the economic impact that we really require right now.
So give us an example of any new projects that are being discussed, or are you kind of open for new projects now? What's the current status?
Well, we're absolutely open for new projects. I'll touch on a few that our board has recommended to the State Loan and Investment Board here in the upcoming SLIB meeting on February 2nd. One is called Project Jupiter. It is a really big project in Laramie, so we're working closely with the city of Laramie. And it's a 200-person research and development facility for a business that started in Laramie and has since expanded into other areas of the nation. And it was an opportunity for us to really expand their footprint from 80 employees up to 200 and make it kind of the epicenter for their technology in the world. So that's a pretty exciting project. We've got another project that's going on up in Cody, and that is it's a meat processing project. So that's pretty exciting. Some really good jobs up there as well. And then recently we just heard on our board meeting last week, we heard of an assisted living project in Lyman. We heard of a manufacturing project in Glen Rock. And those are some pretty exciting projects that we're hoping they can make a difference in their communities.
CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, Josh Durrell, on the air with us this morning on the weekday wake up. Mr. Durrell, speaking of maybe investments now for the Wyoming Business Council, tell us what you guys are doing to invest into Wyoming's communities.
You bet. Well, you know, so right now you think about some of the two corners of the state that are pretty darn exciting. That southwest corner of the state has got a lot happening when it comes to energy projects, when it comes to natural resources like the Trona mine expansions. And one of the things that we're trying to look at is how do we help those communities grow in the right ways? Are there areas that we can help with infrastructure? Are there industrial parks that we can maybe put in? What could we do to help those communities not just take advantage of that growth, but really leverage it so that in 20, 30, 40 years, they're still kind of benefiting from that growth that happens today? So we're looking at how do we make those investments at the right time with some of the federal money that's coming at us, but also with the state money, and then, of course, that private money that's happening.
You know, you talk about the industry growth in Southwest Wyoming, right here in our own county, in Lincoln County, in Kemmer and Diamondville, and the not just the nuclear power plant that's on the way, but so many other industries are coming in to the South Lincoln community. Some are offshoots and some are completely separate from that. But as we've talked to the city of Kemmer and town of Diamondville, Lincoln County, they've talked about that same thing as well, Mr. Durrell, about making sure that they do this the right way as far as infrastructure and how to plan and prepare. So how closely do you work with say the city of Kemmer on this? How close is that conversation and how does that process work?
Yeah, so the way that process works is we actually work with the communities in every project we do. So the community has to drive that. And we always say we can't want it more than the community. And you're mentioning an area of the state it's getting a lot of attention right now. And there, but that we also know that some of their infrastructure isn't where it needs to be for that growth. And so we're working closely with our regional representation in that area to determine what types of projects are necessary. How will the state plug in? What other monies are available to utilize for that? And how do we really kind of shore up that infrastructure so that it prepares them for, again, we're looking out there 10, 20, 40 years, not the 1, 2, 3 years that a lot of times people look at. We're trying to figure out how do we make sure that they're ready for the growth that's coming. And so when we look at a water project or something like that, you know, we'll look at how can the business council help that. We may not be the sole funder in that, but we want to help out and understand what's blocking growth and how can we help with it.
Again, we're speaking with Mr. Durrell. He is the CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, talk to us about the resources available to the Wyoming Business Council, because those have been like most state agencies, who knows, in flux over the last couple of years. What kind of resources do you guys have, and how has that impacted your focus on investments in the programs and services that we've talked about?
Well, you bet. Well, actually, you know, our budget that we have to invest in projects like this has gone down pretty steadily over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years. But what it's enabled us or kind of caused us to do is focus more on those projects that are going to deliver the economic impact that the state needs. Now that it's kind of hit that spot where we've had to be really, really careful with the projects, we've learned that we're going to continue that focus. So no matter what our funding is, and the governor as well as the Joint Appropriations Committee have been working on providing us a bigger budget, but we're going to keep that laser focus. And so no matter how big our budget gets, and we think that it will grow over the next year, we're going to keep that same focus on economic impact. Is it going to remove a barrier for growth? And is it going to create good jobs in our towns? And that means that we're still going to be saying no to some of those projects that don't do those things.
That's Mr. Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Anything we missed about what the business council is currently doing across the state of Wyoming you'd like to mention?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about funding, but I want to flip that and I want to talk about the other resource that the business council has, and that's our people. And one of the things that we like to do is utilize our team to go into an area, to go into a community and really help them understand what is slowing their growth or what are the big concerns that they have, and do that planning process and not just throw money at a problem, but really understand what problem are we solving? Is it the right problem to solve? And then think about making an investment to solve it.
If someone is wanting to learn more about the business council, the current projects being worked on and discussed, where do they find that info?
You go to wyomingbusiness.org and you'll find information about my team and about the projects and the programs that we have, and we'll be happy to help you.
Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.